From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. After nearly five decades of advocacy, four dams are about to be demolished to help salmon, but they're not the dams we usually talk about. These dams are on the Klamath River in Oregon and California. The restoration project will help reestablish salmon habitat. It will improve water quality and result in the largest dam removal ever seen anywhere. So joining us today to talk more about this project is Rocky Barker. Rocky, it's always good to have you on the show.
Good to be here. Good to see you, Gemma.
So Rocky, give us just a brief history of these particular dams.
So these dams, there was a fight on the Klamath that goes back to 2001 over water. And that fight, frankly, between the Indians and the farmers ended up getting going nowhere. The farmers finally got their water, and then they ended up killing tens of thousands of fish. Meanwhile, there was this federal law that requires all federal dams, when they get a new license, they had to have fish passage. So these four dams, which were private dams by Pacific Corp, in 2008, they were ordered to provide full fish passage. Well, that was going to cost more money to Pacific Corp than taking out the dams. So, you know, that was nobody, you know, the politics of taking out dams then and now wasn't popular. But then the Bush administration turned its opinion, thanks to Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne. And he worked out a deal between Oregon and Washington to take these dams out in a few years. And so finally, last November, this long journey was resolved, and they're going to start taking them out this summer.
And so was the main importance to remove these dams, Rocky, was it to reestablish the salmon habitat?
Well, it was that was the primary, also the water, trying to resolve the water issue. I mean, you know, a dam has water rights, so that was part of it. So it really was the thing for Pacific Corp. They're a private corporation, so they look at this issue differently. It was really a zero sum game to a certain degree. It was just cheaper for them to take the dams out than it would have been to provide that fish passage.
So this project, the removal of the dams and the restoration part itself, is the largest of its kind in the world. So Rocky, talk a little bit about that for a moment.
Well, you know, you go back to the 1980s, and we passed, and nobody was thinking about it very much, but the Electric Consumer Act passed in 1986, and it ordered most federal dams to provide fish passage. So this is something that every dam, when they go through their relicensing, you know, every federal dam has a license to use our public waters. And so they had to go through this process. And so there's been about 1,500 dams that have been taken out since then. I covered the first one back in 1999 on the Kennebec River in Maine. And it wasn't anywhere near as big as these. And there's been some big dams, but none as large as these dams. And so this is really a precedent setter.
How much river habitat will be regained at the end of this project, Rocky?
You know, I don't know the exact number, but it's going to be thousands of miles. And it's going to open up, you know, a whole lot of places that were not only where salmon spawn, but where tribal fishermen historically used to catch their fish. And that's kind of an important thing that now is looked at differently than it was when this fight started, you know, 50 years ago, when this fight started in a whole different way in the watershed. You know, the Indians were on, I think there was a picture on the front of Life magazine of some of the Klamath Indians fighting authorities so they could catch fish. Well, that got resolved that they could do it. But there were, you know, a lot of their places to fish were under reservoirs. So this is going to allow them to go back, you know, to the places that, you know, their relatives traditionally caught fish.
Let me reintroduce you for a minute, Rocky, for folks who are just joining us. We're talking with Rocky Barker. Rocky wrote an article about the removal of the four dams on the Klamath River that will be coming down. But Rocky, you know, when we talk about removing dams to save salmon, most of the time, especially when you've been on the program, we've talked about different dams. So which ones are those?
That's right. We've been talking. I've certainly been talking. You and I have been talking about this for a few years, about the four dams on the Lower Snake River in Washington. And those four dams are the dams that over time scientists have said are the least expensive dams to remove on the Columbia Basin between the Pacific and Idaho. There are actually eight dams, but those four dams, they're run-of-the-river dams. And so they've been talking for, gosh, 25 years or more about removing those dams to keep Idaho's salmon that spawn in places like Redfish Lake and up by on the Salmon River, Chinook and Sockeye, keep them from going extinct.
So, Rocky, what does the Klamath Dam removal then mean for those other four dams coming down, if anything at all?
Well, I think it means a lot. You know, this when this started, all these debates, you know, they end up with a lot of what, you know, uncertainty, and truly do have uncertainty. People, scientists debate whether, gee, if we take these dams out, or is it really going to help? Well, that debate was a long debate that now we've had many dams come out and we've seen these rivers renew. We've seen the restoration work. We, like on the Elwha dams, we've seen tremendous restoration. The salmon numbers, the steelhead numbers have come back, you know, fantastically and quickly. And so the questions that had been argued for 20 years, many of them have been resolved. And so now these dams come out, it will be yet another example for us to say this can be done. And if we do this right, it can be done to everybody's benefit.
What do these dam removals on the Klamath mean for the state of Idaho, Rocky?
Well, you know, it's one of the things was the way this thing, Kempthorne got involved in this thing. It had been one big giant mess. Everybody was mad at everybody. They weren't finding a way to resolve their disputes. And Kempthorne got involved, and what he said is, look, you guys got to resolve this. Pacific Corp came to him and said, help us resolve this. And so he worked out a deal. So, and the deal that he worked out was good for everybody. It really was good for the tribes. It was good for the farmers. And it was good for the two states. And it was good for the environmentalists. But then there were a group of House members who fought that deal. And so when it was in 2000, you know, they were trying to get it approved through Congress. And these Republicans were saying, no, you got to stop it. And they would not pass it. So when that happened, essentially, the new administration after Kempthorne, they spent some money on the studies that were necessary. But then they backed out and handed over the process to the Klamath River Renewal Corporation, which didn't require, in other words, the two states and Pacific Corp paid for it themselves. And they came up with the financing, and they're going to take them out.
Okay, so Rocky, I only have about a minute left. When is the demolition set to take place?
Well, the exact timing hasn't been served, but right now looks like July for the first one.
Okay. Well, as always, Rocky, love having you on to educate us more about this. So thanks for coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Gemma. Take care.
You too. We've been talking with Rocky Barker, who wrote an article in Writers on the Range about the removal of four dams on the Klamath River. We will put a link to Rocky's story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.